Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Stephen Baum back on the show. Stephen is, he's just a very experienced management expert, folks. He's had a long career with as a partner with Booz Allen Hamilton. He's been a Vistage leader for a long time, working with people just like you and me. Helping us, coaching us, and coaching his clients and the members of his groups, and helping them do a better job in their business. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, which is a very important book. And he's our good friend Stephen. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Stephen, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about, just part of what I've tried to do on the show, is to try to give some kind of context to sort of an umbrella context to where we are right now. And you know, I used to talk about the 20th century, then I started talking about the 21st century. And that these days I'm saying a lot, we're not in the 21st century, we're in the second decade of the 21st century. We're actually beyond the beginning of the second decade of the 21st century. And I think it's important to bracket, to sort of compartmentalize these eras. And right now, this second decade of the 21st century is post-Great Recession. And where we're going is looking a lot different from where we've been, isn't it?
Well, I believe that there has been a definite change in the climate. Capital is more available. There are opportunities for growth available, and companies are beginning to figure out that they can either take themselves to the next level or have real problems staying where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't frothy the way Wall Street has been with opportunities and high leverage, and the guys don't have to be around when the chips fall later. These are
right.
People who are going to eat what they serve. They're going to be around 5 years from now.
And pay the price if they don't serve it right.
That's exactly right.
You know, there's no problem with what's the term that they use? I've forgotten the term, but when the government bails out somebody like Wall Street, you know, we don't have that issue on Main Street, do we?
None of my clients have been bailed out by the government through all the hard times, that's for
right,
sure.
Right.
But you'll remember we talked once before, way back in the summer of 2007, some of these men and women were atop companies which are leading indicators of the economy, like
right.
staffing and employment screening. They saw a storm coming and they battened down early. Now they're again seeing opportunities for growth, and they're doing a lot of things that are going to put their companies in a great position.
So the same prism that they looked through that told them that 08 could be coming is now that same lens is giving them a view into opportunity.
That's exactly right. But before we talk about the growth opportunities and some of the things they're doing, I want to remind your listeners that they're keeping a continued tough eye against cost creep to protect the hard-won fiscal fitness that they got to with all the things they did in 07 and 08 and even into 09. They're not going to let the fat get back on the body.
This is a big deal right now, because if you survive, and this is something I've been saying, Stephen, for a while now, if you survive the Great Recession, you figured it out. You know what it takes to operate your business and to get the most out of every facet of your business and to do more with less. You know about that, and you're to be congratulated about that. But as you say, there is the danger of letting your costs creep back up as the economy improves, isn't there?
Well, there's absolutely that danger, because however many employees you have, once they've weathered that storm, they take a deep breath and they figure, we can go back to some of our other ways of spending. and, mm-hmm. and the guys I'm working with are making sure that that's just not in the air.
Right.
We need to stay. We need to. We may be looking at growth opportunities and even hiring some expensive new people and stuff, and investing in some things. But we're not going to spend one nickel on something that doesn't give us competitive advantage. So
right.
Don't expect that we're going to live the high life again.
Right.
That's not part of this.
Mm-hmm. No, I see that, and I think that's one of the reasons why the employment situation is still. Is still being stubborn. The unemployment situation is one of the reasons, I think. And we are going to talk about that a little bit with Stephen. Stephen, give us your website, please.
It's StephenHBaumLeadership.com. Stephen with a PH, middle initial H, StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
And that's B-A-U-M, StephenHBaum.com, Leadership.com. His book is called What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. He and I will be right back. We got there are three more things that he wants to make sure you and I pay attention to as we move into the rest of the second decade of the 21st century. Stay with us.
And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.